Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on a hump day. Congratulations. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Easy, smooth sailing from here.
Whoa.
Hey, the last hour of the radio program was brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle couple of minutes from right now. Back into some Falcons mini camp audio from yesterday. Obviously, Kirk Cousins met with the media, as did Raheem Morris and others. We'll let you hear what they had to say. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
One more thing, because I see the McAfee of them there. Like, would you wear that shirt?
If I was a Pacers fan?
If you're a Pacers fan.
Yeah, okay. I'd wear that.
Okay, I was just curious. I'm like, I love that shirt. I'm not a Pacers fan, so I would never wear it. But,
I don't know if, can we say what it says?
Yeah.
I think we could say
over 8 D's.
Over 8 D's. It could be in relation to anything.
Yeah,
you know, because the Halliburton overrated poll and all that kind of stuff, they've turned that into a rallying cry.
90 of a 1,200 players?
I think it was, 90 players participated, and he was some percentage of that, which means like 14 anonymous guys in the league said that they think.
Yeah, okay.
Tyrese Happ, whatever.
Yeah.
Facts are irrelevant.
Yeah, it's really a rallying cry. Yeah.
It's a rallying cry. It's like when Kirby said they were going to be 7-5. Nobody said that.
Nobody said that, Kirby.
But if they believed it in the locker room, and that helped you win a national championship, then that helped you win a national championship.
Like,
no one who knows anything believes Tyrese Halliburton is overrated. Yes. Tyrese Halliburton's a hell of a player.
He's a very good player.
If you want to debate whether or not you think he's a superstar, you be my guest. You be my guest to do that. What I think he is the best player on a team that's in the NBA Finals and won a game.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He's a good player.
In fact, I know that.
He's a really good player. Say again?
I know that to be true.
Oh, I mean, because it's factual.
Yeah, it's factual.
Yeah, it's factual. Now, some people can debate if he's the best player on the team or whatever. Some people think Pascal Siakam and everything like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he's a fine basketball player that if he gets it going tonight, it's going to be a series. He's got to get it going. Now, OKC has a lot to do with him not getting it going.
Yes.
Yes.
But I also think he has some to do with that, too. Because he's done it. I'm not trying to take anything away from OKC because they do that to people.
Right.
They did it to Anthony Edwards. They did it to him in game two. But the Knicks did it to him a couple of times. The series before that.
Remember, he had 8 points.
Who did they beat in the series before that? Celtics.
Yeah.
No, the Knicks beat the Celtics. Whatever. But other teams in their path in these playoffs.
Cleveland
did that to him a couple of times as well. And look, I mean, if you watch him play throughout the season.
He struggled to start the season.
He's a guy who that happens to sometimes.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe that leads to the debate that people have about superstar. But like, he in order for them to win the game, he's got to be a big part of it from start to finish. That's all there is to it.
I agree with that because OKC is one of them smell blood teams.
Mm-hmm.
They are a smell blood team, and they don't let you back up. So Indiana better get this one because if they don't get it tonight, I mean, I still think that OKC wins the series, but if they don't get this one tonight, this is sweet.
Yeah, well,
I'm not sweet.
I think Oklahoma City is a smell blood team who kind of forgot that they were in game one. Because remember, they let them back in,
yes.
Right? Like, that was one of the things we talked about leading into the series was you're not going to have one of those Pacers miracles against these guys. And then they did. Because they do it against everybody. I think that's the best thing that could have happened to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Because they're never going to let that happen again.
Yeah,
there's no way they're going to be up 9 with 45 seconds left like the Knicks were.
It's starting to smell like
game's over.
Philly, Louisville, and Los Angeles, and Lakers.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels like they got game one in epic fashion like Iverson and the Sixers did all those years ago. And then Kobe and Shaq were like, nope. This is over, and then smoked him.
Oh, right.
It feels like that's what the Thunder are doing.
I thought I saw this yesterday. Rusty just sent this to me. The NCAA hints at a positive momentum towards men's basketball games moving to quarters from halves.
Oh, all right.
I like that.
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like that.
It's been 20-minute halves my whole life.
Yeah, I know.
It never bothered me.
I know. That's what I'm like. I like that.
Okay.
Okay. Quarters.
Why
not?
But why though?
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to go to 12-minute quarters or is it going to be
10-minute quarters?
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess with fouls, that'll reset because they do that by quarter.
Andy, the NCAA, I don't know why they do the things they do anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
but you said you like it.
I said, yeah, I like it. Why not? That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
Why not?
Give it a shot.
Yeah,
I see.
Like,
why
not?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime there's change in the NCAA.
They love change.
Hell yeah, they do. That's why they're in
everybody loves change.
That's why they're in the blank they're in right now.
I don't think the 40-minute games with 20-minute halves is the reason why college basketball has gotten less popular than it used to be.
We are wholeheartedly agreement on that. So maybe this maybe this is one of them Adam Silver All-Star Game ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's try something. Like
all right, we're going to fix this problem in the hope that it actually. Yeah. No, all right.
Yeah,
maybe.
Not the fact that we don't know none of the players.
Yeah, none of the players stay.
The players stay for a semester and leave and go to another school. Yeah. Or
nope. It's quarters and halves.
They're fighting for the 7th year of eligibility.
They went to quarters in women's college basketball a number of years ago, and women's college basketball is as popular as it's ever been.
That's true. Maybe because they got great teams.
Could be great players that stick around for a while, but nope, that's not what it is. It's quarters versus halves.
Great teams and great players.
You solved it. You did it.
Jimmy's
all right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. It was kind of funny with everybody else switching, though, that college basketball was the only basketball that had no quarters.
Yeah, man.
High school basketball, youth basketball, women's college basketball, NBA basketball, European basketball. Everybody has quarters.
Not us.
So now they joined it, and everybody's on board. All right. Aaron Rodgers was at Steelers minicamp. Obviously, he was running around wearing number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Maddox, furious somewhere. he had some nice stuff to say about Mike Tomlin, which is great. And like, if he genuinely does have that respect for him and the organization, maybe this will go better than the last couple of situations.
Yeah, because Andy, he was everything. They gave him everything in New York. They're not going to do that here. They're not, because he is – because you kind of got grown-ups there. And I'm not saying anything about Saleh, because I think Robert Saleh is a really good football coach. I think he got a raw deal.
You can only do so much when – ownership is what it is.
And not like wanting you in the first place. Right. Not with a big owner.
No, I think Robert Saleh is a really good coach.
I think he's a really good coach.
But you can't out-coach leadership, and that organization's terrible.
And you were forced. Yeah. Your hand was forced to get this guy. I truly believe that Robert Saleh did not want him. I truly believe that Robert Saleh saw this on the – because there's no way that he went into this situation of going to the Jets and not saying, I want this, and this. And I mean, Robert's like, oh, hell.
Not great.
Here
we go.
But that's not going to happen in Pittsburgh. I mean, I highly doubt Alan Lazard is going to be on the team. I highly doubt that Randall Cobb's going to be on the team.
Right.
All right? They're not going to trade, but even though I know Tay's in with the Chargers, they're not going to try to sign a trade for Tay.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No. He's going to have to throw to the guys that are there. And he's going to handpick his whole. And I don't think they're going to hire his buddy at OC either.
Oh, no. Nathaniel Hackett. They ain't going to let Nathaniel Hackett in Pittsburgh.
Does Nathaniel Hackett work for anybody right now?
I don't think so, Andy.
Yeah. Huh.
I could be wrong.
Could be wrong. All right. Let's hear from Stephon Diggs. The Stephon Diggs saga has come to an end. He said he talked to Vrabel about it.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where I talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Vrabes, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
I agree with a lot of what he said. My only issue I have, and when people like when people say this, is I keep my personal life. Yeah, that's fine. But sure. Stop putting your personal life out there.
Right.
All right?
Because no, you don't.
Because no, you don't.
Okay? You know what I mean?
All right? Yeah. Okay? When you're in a situation, when again, I ain't always been married, and I was a wild boy, Andy, and I promise you, you don't do that when you know there's strangers around, when you know that people got a big-ass mouth, and when people have them damn phones out.
Yep.
You got to be careful around it because it could be a live stream of anything. But that's how John kept getting called. Oh, we live streaming it and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so yeah, you put people in your personal life, so people are going to comment on your personal life. Now, do I think that anything in your personal life has anything to do with your football life? I do not.
Yeah, like you think that's the first time Stephon Diggs has ever been on a boat?
No.
With some nice-looking naked ladies?
With a Yamapalooza?
Having a good time?
Yeah, a Yamapalooza.
Yeah, you think that's the first time he's been on a yam yacht?
Yeah, man.
Hell no.
No.
He's been balling his whole career. To me, he was making great decisions. That's just my opinion.
Yeah,
he wasn't the one that filmed it and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
The only bad decision he made, and I stand by this, is he had a silly scarf on. That's it.
Yeah, but that's silly scarf.
But I bet it probably felt nice. It's probably expensive.
That silly scarf didn't get invented because I promise you, they they investigated the hell out of it. I'm pretty sure that the Patriots looked into it, had their security people look into it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one thing you don't need.
Right. Yeah,
need
no,
that.
No, that's true. You don't want to, especially like he hasn't even played for him yet.
You don't need that. That's the only thing.
There's no track record there.
You don't need that. And I know Vrabel's, come on, man. What the F?
I still stand firmly with Stephon Diggs.
What the F?
On his boat behavior.
What the F?
I think he was doing great. Here's Tua Tagovailoa talking about a cultural shift in Miami.
Oh, God.
Why? How? What happened?
There is a culture shift.
Where?
And I know it.
It's the same culture.
I mean, I feel it just as much as everyone that's been here since I've gotten into the league. We always hear about, man, culture shift. You guys have a change of this. You guys are doing this. Always optimistic. But I really do feel in my heart that this is a change of scenery for our guys in the locker room. And then it also transitions to our coaches as well.
What am I missing?
Because
we get opportunities to lead, and it's not – as much the coaches as it is the players.
They got a new practice facility?
No, they rearranged the lockers.
Oh!
Yeah, they rearranged the lockers so guys are different positions because usually either it's numerical or it's by positions.
Okay.
Well, they just put randoms by randoms.
There you go. Get to know somebody you don't know.
Get to know some of your guys, everything like that. In the calf, when it's time for lunch or whatever, you can't sit with the same guy every day. So, there it is.
I've been to dinner parties that people would have where you go with your spouse, and it's maybe their coworkers or something, and you're not allowed to sit next to your spouse.
Hell no.
So then you can get to know everybody who's at the party.
I don't get to know everybody at the party.
Well, okay. Well, you weren't
there. You've been to one of
those? Yeah, it was nice. It was great.
Like, you went to a party with Ashley.
Yeah.
And you couldn't sit next to your wife?
Yeah, they were like, all right, you pick a seat, but the only rule is you can't sit next to your spouse. So you sit next to somebody you don't know. So then you get to know other people at the party.
Oh, this is her job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously it wasn't good because, I'd be like, man, get your ass over here.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to meet some people that I otherwise probably want to talk to.
Oh, okay.
But I enjoy meeting people that I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. I'm getting better, though.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Because even like I just said you almost got mad about it.
No.
Like even hearing that party existed was hard for you to hear.
Eddie, I've been shaking hands lately, dog.
Okay.
All right. I've been initiating conversation more.
You have?
I'm getting better, dog.
Who are you even talking to?
It was a couple guys at the cigar bar.
Okay.
Hey, man, how y'all doing? What you smoking on over there?
That's not true. You did not do that.
I did, actually. Okay.
You never in your life, you met a nonum, but if you didn't know somebody, you didn't walk up to him and said, what you smoking on over there?
But I did.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You do that a lot. That's like common cigar bar etiquette.
Okay.
Like, what you smoking on over there, Chief?
I'll take your word for it.
I'm getting better, man.
I'll take your word for it. I'll believe you. All right, we'll come back. We'll hear some Falcons minicamp audio. Kirk Cousins spoke into a microphone for the first time in quite some time. Raheem Morris did as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.